The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
In just a few weeks, there's going to be some very important meetings coming up around South Carolina. Our precinct reorganization meetings. I wanted my friend Nate Loyp to join us for a few minutes. Nate is chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Good morning, Joey.
So let's talk about later this month, you guys will be having your precinct reorganization meetings. And take a minute first, Nate, for those who may not understand the process, and tell us what these meetings are and why they're important.
Precinct reorganization is kind of a fancy legal name for joining the Republican Party. And these meetings are the meetings of the grassroots in every precinct, in every county, in every state across America. Precincts will be meeting. And this is the process that starts at the grassroots, and then it goes through the counties, goes to the states, and ends up with a nomination of the next president of the United States. So it's a very important process. The Republican Party is a bottom-up organization. The grassroots make the decisions at all levels of these processes. And I've constantly, over the last few months, I've been receiving phone calls of people frustrated with the Republican Party, just like I am as a chairman. And I remind everybody that Mitt Romney is not the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell is not the Republican Party. Liz Cheney is not the Republican Party. The organization of the Republican Party is grassroots conservatives like I am and like your listeners are. And that's why it's so important for Republicans to get involved in Greenville County. It's March 22nd at 7 p.m. The start of this process takes about 45 minutes, and then we encourage people to come to the county conventions and continue on the process from there.
Yeah. So March 22nd, go ahead and mark that on your calendar at 7 o'clock. So who can attend, and what's the process? I mean, do they just show up?
So basically what happens is show up. Your precincts decide where you want to meet in Greenville County. Some meet at your local polling place. Some meet at a restaurant or a fire station. Some combine and meet together. And we have two or three central locations, like the Hilton Hotel or our headquarters. If any precincts have difficulty securing a location, but all that is at greenvillegop.com. And you can also look on our Facebook page. So it's important, number one, to find out what your precinct name is, and that is on your voter registration card or at scvotes.org. And once you know that name, find out where your precinct is meeting. And then on March 22nd at 7 p.m., just simply show up. And we have precinct captains and presidents that will be running those meetings and kind of guiding you through that process. But it's really the time to sign up, to get involved, and to start being a decision maker in the Republican Party.
Yeah, if you don't like the direction that the party's taking, then you get involved and you help change it, right?
Yeah, definitely. And of course, I always let people know that our Republican Party is led by President Trump.
Yeah,
the head of the Republican Party is the head of the RNC, which was handpicked by President Trump, and President Trump just nominated her or endorsed her for her reelection here in South Carolina. The state chairman just last week was endorsed by President Trump. And I think your listeners are catching on that the organization of the Republican Party, number one, is conservative because our platform is conservative. Yeah. But number two, we support our president. And so we want like-minded conservatives to come out and help us make sure that we elect good leadership at all levels, and that we make sure that our platforms remain strong. And then we go from there to make sure that our local officials and our statewide officials toe the conservative Republican platform.
Right. And it was pretty evident with the president's speech at CPAC on Sunday. It's pretty evident that he's going to be very involved in next year's midterm elections, and that he's head of our party, that he, you know, he takes that job seriously.
I'm very excited because I can imagine how difficult it is to be the leader of the free world, fight Democrats, and go through all the election processes and travel around the country to help good conservatives get election. Now that he doesn't have to worry about a couple of those things, it's going to be great having someone go out there and make sure that conservative candidates across the states get elected. We take back the House. He endorsed Senator Tim Scott just this week, I believe. So President Trump is playing a very active role in the Republican Party. And, of course, you watched him, as I did at CPAC, say that the Republican Party is the vehicle for MAGA, right, for President Trump, and for conservatives. And we want to make sure that we have conservatives come out and get involved in this process. We do not want to become the next Georgia. And in South Carolina, if people remain apathetic, if they don't get involved, we're going to be the next Georgia. We ran President Trump's campaign out of our office here in Greenville County. And I saw day in and day out, very, very few people show up to support President Trump.
Yeah.
We had a handful of college interns. We had some retirees. We had some people that, you know, were able to come make phone calls. But all in all, you really never saw more than a dozen people at any time supporting President Trump. We want to make sure that we write that and we get conservatives out working for our conservative candidates.
Right. On our guest line, Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party. March the 22nd is precinct reorg day. Starting at 7 o'clock, you need to show up at your precinct meeting. You can go to greenvillegop.com to get additional information on that. And show up and get involved. If you don't like the way things are going, or you just want to improve on things, or you just want to be involved, this is where it all starts on March the 22nd. Nate, always good to talk with you, and we'll check in again between now and the 22nd, because we need a big turnout on the 22nd, don't we?
Yes, thank you, Joey.
Yep. Nate Loyp, chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party. Again, March 22nd, mark your calendar, 7 o'clock, go to your precinct meeting. Become a precinct officer. Go to the county convention, then on to the state convention, which eventually leads to the national convention, where we'll nominate our nominee for 2024.